it's a great practice for those just starting out.
Right.
Build good habits.
Build good habits. Yeah. Exactly.
YouTube, thanks for tuning in with us this evening. We're so glad you're here. You look great today, by the way. Check us out at ProfitDig.com. We've got the world's best and most cost-effective costing and bidding solution. ProfitDig.com. Check us out. I'm here with Chris Work and Jeff Spencer.
What's up?
And we were having an interesting conversation earlier about contracts, and another topic came up. So we thought we might explore that idea a little bit. Mm-hmm. The topic we were considering was diaries,
daily documentation,
Daily documentation, which is obviously, you know this more than we do, Jeff Spencer, that is critical and in an environment where you have multiple employees and foremen and superintendents and whatnot. It's kind of a cover your ass kind of thing.
Yeah, it is.
Because that way no one can come back and say, well, you know, you weren't able to do this on this day or whatever. But point being is that it's a great practice for those just starting out.
Right.
Build good habits.
Build good habits. Yeah. Exactly.
And, you know, and we order them online. I usually get them in December for the following year. But those green, they got green and blue, and I think there's another color out there. We use the green ones. They're called Contractor's Daily Diaries. And they've got all the information in there you need as far as, you know, what you need to document. You know, you need to document the weather each day, the temperature, if it rained, if it didn't rain, even if it's cloudy. Right now, if it's cloudy, you never know what may come out in a court case, you know, what information may be crucial to that particular case and what may have affected, you know, the job that day. You know, just like concrete, for instance, you know, it doesn't cure as fast, you know, when it's cooler out. You know, it's, mm-hmm. you know, and it gets to a point where it could freeze, you know, when you pour concrete. So, you know, that's just one instance. Grade work, if it rains that day, you know, if they say, well, you only worked 10 days this, you know, that month, well, you know, we had, you know, 11 days worth of rain.
Yeah. And so, you got that documented.
Right, you got it documented, yeah.
Yeah.
So who's keeping these diaries? Is this everybody on the
your
team?
Your foreman on a project needs to keep them. And, you know, if you're on one job, it's pretty easy to do. But, you know, GCs usually have a superintendent on site, you know, throughout the day. Go a step further. Go to that GC superintendent. It's like, you know, hey, here's what we did today. Will you mind signing the bottom of my page here?
Yeah.
Then that way, you know, you've got the GC that you're in a contract with agreeing that, you know, this is what happened that day.
Yeah.
And so that signature goes a long way if it comes down to going to a court case.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Have you ever had a GC go or a superintendent be like, I don't know, man. Like, I saw what you did, but I don't necessarily want to sign.
Yeah, that. Yeah, there are. And, wow. You know, and you can go back to your project manager and say, hey, you know, so-and-so didn't want to sign my daily diary. And, you know, me as a project manager, I may reach out to the project manager for the GC that I'm working with.
Yeah.
Like, hey, man, you know, if you don't mind, can you just get your superintendent to kind of read through our notes every day? If he agrees with it, you know, sign it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I pretty much, you know, it's like, yeah, you know, if that's the work y'all did, then, yeah, we'll sign it.
We acknowledge that. Absolutely.
You know, we're not trying to pull a fast one on anybody. No, yeah. We're just trying to make sure that we build good habits and that we can represent the work that we did that day and we've got a record of it.
Right.
Yeah.
But, yeah, good notes, you know, I mean, sure, you can use like a spiral notebook or anything else, but, you know, it looks better to have where you're not sitting there flipping back and forth through your notes trying to find things. If you know the date, because you start on January 1 with your new book.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you go each day has got its own page.
Right.
So every day is documented. So it's a lot easier just to flip through there and find a month and a day you're looking for and like, you know, hey, this is what we did.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, you can keep notes on anything, but, you know, that's why those books are out there. I think they're like $50. And, you know, if you got four or five foremen, you know, $200 or $300 a year is really cheap for the CYA factor.
Cheap insurance.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess you could even just have one per project, right? Depending on the size of the crews.
You can, but, you know, we typically just give each crew one in January. And then it starts, he turns them in to us at the end of the year when he gets his new one. And, you know, we generally label on there, you know, the foreman's name on their book, so we know if we're looking for a certain one, we know whose it is.
Yeah. You have to go back and reference it.
But we keep them up to 3 years, and then we dispose of them.
So there's site conditions for the day, like environmental conditions. There's work and maybe materials received.
Right. And it could be, you know, like if you're on a site with other contractors, it could be, you know, like I was not able to perform my work today because contractor so-and-so was in my way.
Yeah.
And we got with the superintendent, and, you know, he tried to get them to get out of our way. You know, he wasn't successful. You know, those kind of things need to be
documented. Yeah. Absolutely, yeah.
Well, especially once it starts getting towards the end of the job or even after the job is completed, if something goes wrong, having that documentation could really go a long way.
Even though if you're on a job.
It can help you too. Sorry, I mean, just interrupted you. Yeah. The thing about bidding, if I'm going back and I'm like, you know what, every time we find ourselves in this type of, you know, layout or situation or this stage of the project or whatever it might be, it's like, you know, well, if there's a common theme there, it's documented for me. Mm-hmm. Now, I may decide that I need to charge more for, you know, a particular type of job site. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? If it's, you know, it could be.
Getting pictures, you know, take your pictures. You know, I hope that most project managers and owners have a electronic file on each job. So my foremans and stuff will send pictures in on each job, maybe not daily, but at least weekly, and then I store them in a folder for that job.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason being is like there's other contractors working on a job, not just you. So maybe you've got pipe you put in the ground, and then here comes another contractor, he's digging. Well, maybe you see or have noticed that he's broke some of your stuff and did not repair it correctly, or come and get you or whatever, you know, have you to repair it correctly. You know, document that, get pictures if you can, and then later on down the road, if you have trouble with the materials you've put in, and it happens to be that same spot that he dug through it or damaged your material or pipe, then, you know, hey, this is who done it. It wasn't us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good to know. Yeah, that's all good stuff. And like you said, Jeff, you build good habits early.
And that's another thing, too. You know, it's like, yeah, sure, you know, I want every man to pull his own weight on a crew, but a working foreman is not always the best utilization. You want a foreman that can, yeah, he can work and keep his crew going, but he also needs to be looking and planning ahead for the next day. He needs to be looking at stuff that's going on around him on site and anything that's going to that could possibly prolong your scope of work, then he needs to be on top of that and see it. If he's sitting on an excavator or if he's sitting on a loader, he's not going to see all that stuff because he's going to be focused on what's going on there. You know, so, I mean, yeah, he needs to be there to run the crew and make sure they got work to do, but he also needs to be able to document and look over the project, plan ahead, and also look back and make sure that everything that he's done is protected.
Yeah,
it's interesting that you bring that up. I've been dealing with that in my job quite a bit recently with scope creep, different stakeholders, different job positions. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, I mean – you've got a foreman that's out there running a shovel.
Yeah.
That's a low value utilization of that foreman's time.
Yeah.
It's probably also not satisfying for him.
Probably not.
He's looking I mean, to elevate his career.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, and honestly, I mean, a foreman, I could be wrong, but I can see an instance where weather's beautiful.
He
wants to get on that equipment.
Yeah.
Move some dirt. He wants to move some stuff around, you know. It's like he had done that before. It's fun. You know.
Well, that's one thing, you know. I can even vouch for that.
I'm not saying that that's right.
I've been in project management for several years now, and one of the main things I miss is sitting on that piece of equipment and running it.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
You know, that was one of the things I really enjoyed about construction was getting out there, you know, moving dirt, doing things, you know, being able to see what it was supposed to look like, and then make it happen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's pretty cool.